from the MMQB. It is Bert Breer. Hi, Bert.
Hey, what's up, Beetle? How you doing?
Doing well. A lot of news today about coaching changes or possible coaching changes here in New England, including a report that the Patriots may consider Aaron Glenn as their next defensive coordinator. I know that Greg Schiano's name has been out there. What are you hearing about the future of that position?
Well, I think that the one thing that's the wild card in all of this, of course, is the staff behind Flores, because they've been, I mean, look, I'm not saying that Josh or Matt are not big losses. They are. But this isn't coming out of nowhere. You know, like, they have been able to plan over the last couple of years for the eventual loss of both guys. They expected to lose both guys. Now it just so happens that those two are going to happen at once. The Flores thing kind of comes out of left field a little bit. The Niners, actually, Kyle Shanahan wanted to offer Brian Flores his defensive coordinator job last year. The Patriots blocked him. The reason why they blocked him is because they wanted him to be their next defensive coordinator. And so certainly they'd have to get creative there. And, I wouldn't rule out here, guys, is the idea of bringing in a new defensive coordinator and then some sort of senior assistant if they were to lose Flores to Arizona. And that could mean, you know, making Aaron Glenn your defensive coordinator and then someone like Greg Schiano, assistant head coach, linebackers, whatever it might be. I think that they will pull multiple levers if they were to lose Flores too, just because, you know, it hasn't been the way that they've operated in the past. Just about every hire that they've made here over the course of the, I mean, really going all the way back to the beginning, has been somebody who was already in the building or who at least had experience in the building.
Bert, how realistic do you think it is that Brian Flores gets that Arizona job at this point? Who's the leader in the clubhouse for that?
It's wide open, Chris. Normally in these sorts of searches, when you hear about second interviews, the second interview is really just a trip for that candidate to come in and take the job. It's rare that a team will go through a real round of second interviews, but that's what the Cardinals are doing. Steve Wilkes was there on Friday and Saturday. I'm told he's back in Carolina now. Keith Armstrong, the Falcons special teams coach, is still in the mix there. Eagles defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, Eagles quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo are also being looked at to come in for second interviews. And so this thing's been pretty wide open. And I'll tell you, it's interesting because somebody there told me at the beginning, this is going to be as wide open a coaching search as you've ever seen. And, you know, that's absolutely the case. Where I think a few of these, you want to look back, have been kind of fait accomplis, and, you know, Indianapolis and Detroit and Tennessee, I think we're sort of that way. Certainly Arizona has made the decision, a conscious decision, to go forward and be very, very open about the way that they're looking for a coach and have an open mind about it. We'll see what happens. The Flores is still in the mix there, definitely, with a number of other guys.
We're talking with Bert Breer of the MMQB. Bert, what do you feel Tom Brady will do today when he's on the field? Will we see 100% of Tom Brady, 90, 80, what would you put it at?
Well, I think I know he threw well on Friday, and threw with the glove, threw without the glove. I think watching the glove is going to be an important piece of this. The main reason why, it's not to protect the cut. You know, if he's wearing a full-on glove. Now, if he's got the fingers cut off, that's something else. But if he's wearing a full-on glove, the reason why a quarterback wears a glove is for grip. And if grip's a problem, then that means he's going to have some issues. He could have some issues directing the ball. He could have some issues with accuracy. It goes back, like, you know, you guys remember Peyton Manning when he was coming back off the neck surgeries, he wore a glove. And part
of
that was because he didn't have feeling in his, you know, he didn't have a feeling all the way back in his fingers. And so he needed help with grip. And so that's the big thing, is if he is wearing a glove out there, that tells you that he's got some issues with grip, because this isn't something that he's comfortable doing. He's gone on the record and said he's not comfortable doing it. So that's what you want to watch, because my understanding is this is more than just a cut. It's not just that. There's other elements to this that they're going to need to monitor.
What are those other elements?
I don't have those quite nailed down, but I'm working through them. It's not just a cut. I'll put it that way to you. But I will say this. It's certainly manageable. Whether or not it'll affect him going forward, I think, is the question. And, look, you know, just the cut itself, that's not about functionality. That's more of a pain management thing and a discomfort thing. If he's having functional issues, that's, you know, that's obviously in a different category, and that would be the reason for wearing the glove.
Right, because you don't get an X-ray for a cut. You had to think that something else was going on beyond.
Yeah, like it just got, you know, like it got bent back.
Right, you cut your hand. You don't go get an X-ray.
It's not it's not just a cut. Just put it that way. That much
interesting. Very interesting. But you don't think it's going to really affect him that much?
I mean, the feedback I've gotten from the guys there is that that he looked great in practice on Friday, and that they're confident that he'll be himself. Now, obviously, he hasn't gone through this in game conditions yet, and so there's always things that can happen in game that can, you know, change the dynamic out there. And you know, the one thing that's fortunate, of course, is that the weather's good, and so I think that'll help. But certainly, you know, it's on his throwing hand, guys. You know, like it's just like the idea. I mean, the idea that this is nothing but a cut, I think, you know, was faulty to begin with. And B, treating something like, you know, even if he looked good on Friday in practice, which I heard he did again, right? Even if he looked good in practice on Friday, acting like an injury to a quarterback's throwing hand is no big deal, I think is a little naive. You know, you guys can go back and look at Matthew Stafford's stats over the last couple of years and look at the way that he played when his hand was messed up. It's something that can affect a quarterback, no question about it.
Bert, I just want to ask you, because people have talked about him throwing in the practice on Friday. I mean, normally the Friday practice is a glorified walkthrough. Do you have any idea what that practice was? I mean, Thursday was a full pads practice, from what I understand. So, well, I mean, it's one thing if it's a glorified walkthrough and he's throwing fine. That's not even close to game conditions. Do you have any sense of what the conditions were when he threw in that practice?
I think it was a normal Friday. As far as I know, it was a normal Friday practice. So, you know, here's something that I don't know, but I would assume that they tested him a little bit out there. Because if they're going and taking the glove off and putting the glove on, then clearly they were going through some sort of checklist of things that they wanted to see before having him out there on game day.
Bert, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the game, guys.